Today's scripture reading is from Romans chapter 8, verse 22 through 27. We know that the whole creation has been groaning together as it suffers together the pains of labor. And not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we are saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for that one already sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But that very Spirit intercedes with groanings too deep for words. And God, who searches hearts, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks to the God.
Would you join me a prayer? Gracious and wonderful God, wonderful day it is to celebrate Pentecost Sunday and also Confirmation Sunday. Lord, I pray that you fill our hearts with your Holy Spirit and also guide my lips and tongues as I share the message with your people. And help us to have open hearts and open ears to receive your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Today we gather to celebrate a significant milestone in the lives of our confirmants. It has been a year-long journey for them to complete this process. As a pastor, I am so proud of you, each one of you. And please know that it's been my privilege and blessing to walk this journey with you and then get to know each other and watch you grow in the knowledge and the love of God. At the orientation of the confirmation class, I always tell those who sign up that it is very important for them to understand what the confirmation is and the journey that they will take. I also emphasize that it shouldn't be something that their parents want them to do, but it should be something that they want to. This is because through the journey of confirmation, our youth are able to affirm the faith inherited from their parents and their grandparents, accept the faith as their own, and commit their lives to Christ. Although they had made the decision to follow Christ, I want to emphasize that in that process, there is always God's guidance through the Holy Spirit, whether or not they are aware of it. In today's scripture reading, Romans 8, the Apostle Paul writes about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially in times of uncertainty and struggle. Paul begins by acknowledging the brokenness and groaning of creation, a sentiment we can all relate to. During the coronavirus pandemic, many of us have experienced the brokenness and the groaning of creation that Paul mentioned in the chapter 8. We have seen the pain and suffering caused by the virus and also by losing our loved ones, as well as the uncertainty and the fear it brought into our lives. The lives of youth, especially during challenging time, they can also relate to this brokenness and the groaning of creation. They may experience pain, suffering, and uncertainty in various aspects of their lives, whether it is related to school, family, friendship, or personal struggle. During this challenging time, it is very important for us and for youth to know that we are not alone, but the Holy Spirit is with us, praying for us, interceding for us. This can be understood as moments when we may feel overwhelmed or unable to articulate our feelings. But we can find comfort in knowing that the Holy Spirit is with us, advocating on our behalf. Or it can be understood as signs of hope and comfort during the challenging time. Perhaps it was a community coming together to support those in need or to pray for one another. Or the resilience and the strength that people have shown in the face of adversity. These moments can be seen as the Holy Spirit at work, bringing comfort, guidance, and hope in our lives. When I have a confirmation ceremony, I always tell the confirmants that confirmation day is not a graduation day, but it is the beginning of your faith journey. And today I want to add one more thing. Wake up. Presley, Nika, Donnie. Confirmation is not just a ceremony, but it is a spiritual awakening. It is a recognition of the presence of the Holy Spirit in your lives, advocating for you, empowering you, and also transforming you. The Holy Spirit is not a distant force, but is a personal advocate intimately involved in your lives, comforting you, guiding you, and interceding even when you don't know how to pray. So Nico, Presley, Donnie, believe that Holy Spirit is within you and actively working right now in you. And I want to say to the church that please know that the work of the Holy Spirit is not limited to only our confirmants, but all people, not only just of us, but everybody in this world. And the Holy Spirit, it is a work that continues in all of us, regardless of our age or stage of life. The Spirit gives us the courage to face our fears, the strength to overcome our weakness, and the hope to endure our trials. I pray that the Holy Spirit empowers you to live out your faith boldly, to love unconditionally, and serve the Lord with your whole hearts. Amen.